Are you someone who is collecting things that others will need to deal with and figure out how to handle once you pass? Are you someone who is giving things to others that will help them into the future? Are you doing it in a way that will leave behind a better place than how you found it? Do you realize what will last? Love and souls. God's word tells us that faith, hope, and love will last forever. On this side of eternity, we need them all. On the other side of eternity, once we enter into God's presence, love will be the greatest because we will see God and so won't need faith. We will be with God and His love will overwhelm us that we will have His reality rather than needing to hope for a better future. We are all eternal beings and as such we can hand over to the next generation and to the world around us a legacy of people who choose to accept Jesus into their hearts so that we can all spend eternity with God in heaven rather than apart from God in the pits of hell. Will you choose to live out your today in a way that will point people to God? Will you choose to live out your today in a way that will bring God the praise, the honor, and the glory? Will you choose to live out your today in a way that creates a legacy where people remember who Jesus is and how important He is to you? Will you choose to live out your today in a way where your family, friends, and even strangers will get to experience the love of God through you in your encounter with them? What do you want to leave behind? What will your legacy be? Dash. The 1 Year Daily Insights with Zig Ziglar and Dr. Ike Reigert. For October 20th. Dash. An immortal legacy. Dash. Memory verse of the day. Greater than I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. God does it, that men should fear before Him. Greater than. Greater than Ecclesiastes 3:14. Dash. Let's look to get more context for this verse by expanding the reading and using the amplified version of the Bible. Greater than He has made everything beautiful and appropriate in its time. He has also planted eternity, a sense of divine purpose, in the human heart, a mysterious longing which nothing under the sun can satisfy, except God, yet man cannot find out, comprehend, grasp, what God has done, His overall plan, from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good as long as they live, and also that every man should eat and drink and see and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it endures forever, nothing can be added to it nor can anything be taken from it, for God does it so that men will fear and worship Him, with awe-filled reverence, knowing that He is God. That which is has already been, and that which will be has already been, for God seeks what has passed by, so that history repeats itself. Moreover, I have seen under the sun that in the place of justice there is wickedness, and in the place of righteousness there is wickedness. I said to myself, God will judge both the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time, appointed, for every matter and for every deed. I said to myself regarding the sons of men, God is surely testing them in order for them to see that, by themselves, without God, they are, only, animals. For the, earthly, fate of the sons of men and the fate of animals is the same. As one dies, so dies the other, indeed, they all have the same breath and there is no preeminence or advantage for man, in and of himself, over an animal, for all is vanity. All go to the same place. All came from the dust and all return to the dust. Who knows if the spirit of man ascends upward and the spirit of the animal descends downward to the earth? So I have seen that there is nothing better than that a man should be happy in his own works and activities, for that is his portion, share. For who will bring him, back, to see what will happen after he is gone? Greater than. Greater than Ecclesiastes 3:11-22. Dash. Points from the devotional. Do you realize that what you do matters? Do you realize that what you do for God matters? Do you ever compare how others are doing in contrast to you? Do you ever compare the progress of others who aren't serving God to yourself? Do you ever get discouraged by such comparison? Do you ever get discouraged by coveting others? Are you ready to trust God, no matter what? Are you ready to give your all for God and for eternity? Are you ready to give your all to honor God? Are you ready to give your all to show how much you trust God? Are you ready to give your all to share God's truth? Are you ready to give your all in pursuit of God? Following after Him and His will? Are you ready to allow God to work in and through you for His glory? Do you realize that God remembers all of your work and effort? Are you more interested in the applause of man or God? Are you doing what you do to glorify God or to get credit from people? Do you realize how many times by pursuing trying to get the applause or credit of people we can become disappointed? Do you realize the benefits of living your life in reverence of God, to honor God, and to glorify God since He has the final determination? Let's choose to live our lives for something that has real value. Let's choose to live our lives for something that will show eternal value. We are all going to leave a legacy. How will God value the eternal value of the life you have lived? Will you hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," because of your stewardship? Let's choose to live our lives in a way that will glorify God and so that we can get to the end of the race with confidence that God will be happy with what we have done. Let's choose to be graded by God rather than people. Let's choose to live our lives in a way that will be valued by God. Let's choose to live our lives in a way that will put a smile on God's face. Let's choose to live our lives with faith, hope, and love. Dash. Discussion topics from today's devotional. What are you doing these days that has eternal value? What adjustments do you need to make so that your legacy is more pleasing to God? Dash. Quotes from today's devotional. Greater than the greatest investment you can make in this world is in God's word and God's people. They are two things that last forever and pay eternal dividends. Greater than Rick Warren. Dash. Today's reading from Tanakh. Song of Songs 1. Song of Songs 2. Song of Songs 3. Song of Songs 4. Dash. So where are you at today? Are you seeking answers and direction? Are you sharing answers and direction? Are you collecting or distributing a legacy? Are you pursuing out of love or lust? Are you searching and living out your life from an overflow of love? Are you ready to be filled to overflowing with God's love? Are you ready to invite Jesus into your heart so that you will have a fountain of love that will never run out within you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer asking for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your Son, and that he died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask you right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and will worship you all the days of my life. Because your word is truth, I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you pray with me? Would you be willing to leave me a comment so that I can pray with and for you about such an incredible decision? Or if you don't feel comfortable leaving a comment on my blog, why not email or text me instead? Dash.